Technocracy News and Trends is the authoritative source of information about technocracy on the internet. I'm Patrick Wood, Editor-in-Chief. Here is the title of this story, How Trump's New Quantum EO Locks Technocracy into Place, by Patrick Wood, published on June 25, 2026. Trump signed executive orders, ushering in the next frontier of quantum innovation and securing the nation against advanced cryptographic attacks on the same day. A whole-of-government approach to quantum computing. The two goals, to optimize economic activity and to secure all internet traffic, transactions, and data with new cryptographic algorithms. Quantum computing sets the final lock for technocracy. Who cares about quantum computers anyway? Are they just smoke and mirrors? Are they useful for anything? Are they an occultic tool to peer into alternative universes? You may never see a quantum computer, but in the hands of arch technocrats, this technology is critical to their success for universal control. With Trump's sudden rush for quantum dominance, it's time to find out why. For 90 years, technocracy has carried a defect at its core that its own architects could never engineer away. The system they wanted, a society run as an engineering problem, every resource metered, every flow optimized, every decision computed rather than argued, required a machine that could calculate the whole of an economy in real time. That machine did not exist. The planners knew it. Their critics knew it. The dream sat on the shelf for three generations, waiting for hardware that could carry its weight. On June 22, 2026, the President of the United States signed the order that technocracy's planners believe finally delivers it. The order is titled, Ushering in the Next Frontier of Quantum Innovation. Read by itself, it looks like a competitiveness paper, workforce pipelines, supply chains, advanced market commitments, a race against China. That reading is the cover, and it is meant to be. Read against the four other federal actions it quietly completes, the order is something else entirely. It is the keystone, or the last stone, set into an arch that has been rising in plain sight for a year and a half, and an arch does not stand until its keystone drops. Once it does, the structure carries its own load. Remove it, and the whole span falls into the river. This is the piece almost everyone will miss, because they are looking at quantum computing as just a technology. It is not in the hands of these men, just a technology. It is a foundation. Without it, the other four pieces are ambition. With it, they are infrastructure, the machine that could not be built. We must look back to where technocracy started in the 1920s and 1930s. Howard Scott and the Technical Alliance did not want better politics. They wanted no politics. They wanted the price system retired and replaced with energy accounting, a continental economy administered by engineers who would measure every joule produced and consumed and allocate the rest by technical formula rather than by markets or votes. The blueprint was total. It was also impossible, and for a precise reason. Nobody could do the math. It is the oldest unanswered objection to every system of total economic planning, and the planners have never had a reply. You cannot direct an economy from the center because you cannot compute it from the center. The information is too vast, too dispersed, and changing too fast for any authority to gather, model, and optimize before the answer is already stale. Markets solve the problem by distributing the computation across millions of actors and prices. Technocracy proposed to centralize the computation instead, and then never built a computer equal to the task because no such computer could be built. Every iteration since has run into the same wall. Brzezinski's technotronic era promised a society shaped at every level by technology and electronics, but the electronics of 1970 could no more run a planned civilization than Scott's slide rule. The mainframe could not do it. The internet could not do it. Even the data dragnet of the last two decades, the most complete surveillance apparatus in human history, could gather the inputs but could not act on them at the speed and scale the model demanded. Technocracy had eyes everywhere but a brain that could not keep up. That is the defect. Hold it in mind, because the five documents signed between November 2025 and June 2026 are, every one of them, an attempt to repair it. Genesis mission, the brain goes online. The first stone was set on November 24, 2025, when the president signed an executive order launching the Genesis mission. The fact sheet sold it as a drive to cure disease and invent materials. The order itself is more candid about what is being constructed. Genesis directs the Department of Energy to build a single American science and security platform that aggregates the federal government's scientific data, described in the order, without exaggeration, as the world's largest such collection, assembled over decades of taxpayer investment into one secure environment. On top of that data, it runs foundation models and autonomous AI agents whose explicit purpose is to explore design spaces, evaluate outcomes, optimize, and close the loop through what the order calls AI-directed experimentation and manufacturing. Data flows in. Models and agents optimize. Robotic laboratories execute. Results feed back. The order even reaches for the right historical analogy on its own, invoking the Manhattan Project, the template for centralized national mobilization under technocrat command. Strip away the language of discovery and look at the architecture, because the architecture is the point. This is a general purpose machine, total data ingestion, model-driven optimization across a defined problem space, automated action and feedback. It is, in every structural particular, the brain technocracy that has lacked for 90 years. The planners will tell you it is pointed at cancer and fusion energy, and at present it is. But the machine does not care what you point it at. An engine built to optimize a national research portfolio is an engine built to optimize, and optimization of resource flows is the entire technocratic project. They have built the brain while telling you it is just a laboratory assistant. A brain needs power, and it needs to be protected. The next two stones supply both. Pax silica, the wall around the engine. On December 11, 2025, the State Department convened the inaugural summit of an initiative called Pax Silica, and the signatories put their names to its founding declaration. Under Secretary for Economic Affairs, Jacob Helberg framed it without subtlety. If the 20th century ran on oil and steel, the 21st runs on compute and the minerals that feed it, and the United States intends to organize the nations that control that stack into a single block. The stated aim is a durable economic order spanning critical minerals, energy, advanced manufacturing, semiconductors, AI infrastructure, and logistics. The entire physical supply chain beneath the machine, fenced off from China and administered among trusted partners. The name is a confession. Pax Romana, Pax Britannica, Pax Americana, Pax Silica. The analysts tracking it have placed it in exactly that lineage, an imperial peace enforced this time not by legions or navies or the dollar, but by control of the silicon stack. The founding members are the choke points: Japan, South Korea, the Netherlands, Singapore, Israel, the United Kingdom, Australia, the UAE, Qatar. India signed on February 20, 2026, and it signed in New Delhi on the sidelines of the AI Impact Summit. Readers who have followed my work on the corridor architecture will recognize the geography immediately. The Gulf nodes, the Israeli node, New Delhi as the venue of consequence. This is the same map, drawn again, with the same hands holding the pen. Pax Silica is the wall around the engine. It guarantees that the hardware on which the brain runs, the chips, the minerals, the fabrication capacity, sits inside a perimeter that one block controls and from which rivals are excluded. The brain is built. The supply chain that feeds it is fenced. Two stones remain. The trust layer seized. The fourth stone was set on the same day as the keystone, and the timing is not a coincidence. On June 22, 2026, alongside the quantum order, the president signed Securing the Nation Against Advanced Cryptographic Attacks. On its face, it is a defensive measure. Large-scale quantum computers will eventually break the encryption that protects the nation's data. Adversaries are harvesting encrypted material now to decrypt later, and so the country must migrate to post-quantum cryptography before that day arrives. Underneath the defensive framing, the order does something that has nothing to do with defense and everything to do with control. It does not call for post-quantum cryptography in general. It mandates one standard, the post-quantum algorithms approved by the National Institute of Standards and Technology, named in the EO, down to the specific lattice-based scheme for key establishment. Then it builds the machinery to make that single standard universal and to treat every alternative as a defect or a bug. Three provisions tell the story. First, the order directs the State Department, working with NIST, the NSA, and the intelligence community, to engage foreign governments and industry in key countries and bring them onto the NIST standardized algorithms. The standard is not for domestic systems alone. It is to be propagated abroad selectively to the same trusted partner perimeter Pax Silica defines. Second, the order instructs the Federal Acquisition Regulatory Council to require that every covered contractor comply with NIST standards and build vulnerability disclosure programs that test for the use of non-approved algorithms. Using a cryptographic standard other than the federally blessed one is reclassified as a security defect, a flaw to be reported and remediated, not forbidden by decree, which would invite a fight, simply defined as broken. Third, the order commissions a cryptographic bill of materials, a machine-readable manifest enabling the automated assessment of the cryptographic contents of every piece of hardware and software in the digital estate. Total automated visibility into the cryptographic composition of everything. Set those three beside one another. A single standard, defined by one agency, mandatory through the procurement chain that touches nearly every serious enterprise. Deviation flagged as a defect. The whole field rendered automatically inventoriable with the standard exported to allied nations. This is not the protection of the trust layer. It is the seizure of it. Now connect it to the money, because this is where it lands. I have written at length about the Genius Act and the privatized stablecoin infrastructure being licensed into place of a Federal Reserve CBDC, a digital dollar issued by approved private hands rather than by the central bank, which is a distinction without a difference at the level that matters. A stablecoin is only as sovereign as the cryptography that secures its settlement, its custody, and the identities transacting on it. This order decides whose cryptography that is. The privatized dollar will run on rails, whose security standard is a federal monopoly, mandatory by procurement, audited automatically, and pushed outward to allied nations. You may be allowed to operate within the system, but you will not own the standard beneath it. That is what "you will own nothing" describes, rendered now in cryptographic primitives instead of slogans. Why quantum is the lock. There are four foundation stones: the brain, the supply chain wall, the trust layer seizure, and, the year before any of them, the reconstituted science advisory apparatus that coordinates the whole. Each is formidable. None of them alone completes the structure. The quantum order is what binds them into a single working system, and it does so along two axes at once. On the first axis, quantum is the engine the brain requires. Genesis is an optimization machine, but optimization at the scale. Technocracy demands modeling and directing the flows of an entire economy, the 90-year-old dream, strains and finally exceeds what classical computers can do. The quantum order establishes a national effort, the quantum computer for application development and discovery science, aimed at a machine beyond current classical capabilities, and it directs that machine be delivered to a Department of Energy facility. Genesis is run by the Department of Energy. The brain and its new engine converge at the same address by design. The order is the power plant for the machine built 7 months earlier, and the planners are betting that quantum compute is what finally lets the optimization run at civilizational scale, that it closes at last the calculation gap that has defeated every previous attempt. On the second axis, quantum is the justification for the lock on the trust layer. The entire rationale for seizing cryptographic standardization, for example, the harvest now, decrypt later threat, the urgency, the single mandated standard, exists only because large-scale quantum computers are coming. No quantum threat, no emergency, no emergency, no warrant to impose one cryptographic monoculture across the government, the contractor base, the critical infrastructure operators, and the allied perimeter. The same technology that powers the engine manufactures the fear that licenses the cage. Quantum is both the horse and the whip. That is why this order, and not any of the others, is the keystone. Pull it out and watch what happens. The brain is underpowered and the calculation problem, the 90-year defect, reasserts itself. The optimization that was supposed to run a planned civilization bogs down into the same intractable arithmetic that defeated Scott and the mainframe in the internet. And with no advancing quantum threat, the cryptographic seizure loses its pretext. There is no longer a civilizational emergency to justify one standard imposed on everyone. Remove quantum and the engine sputters and the lock has no reason to exist. The other four stones are left lying in the dirt, impressive and inert. With quantum, the engine turns, the trust layer is sealed, and the perimeter has something worth defending. I want to be exact about what is provable and what is inference, because the distinction is where weaker arguments collapse. What the documents establish beyond dispute is the architecture, a unified optimization platform fed by the largest data trove in the world, a fenced global supply chain beneath it, a cryptographic monoculture sealing the trust layer, and a quantum program that simultaneously powers the first and justifies the third. That structure is in the orders, in plain administrative English. What the orders do not say, what they would never say, is that the target is the economy and the society rather than cancer and fusion. That extension is mine, drawn from 40 years of watching these people build exactly this and call it something else each time. But notice that the inference is no longer a leap. When a government assembles a general-purpose optimization engine, walls the hardware, seizes the standard beneath all digital value, and powers the whole with the one technology that makes total computation feasible, the burden has shifted. It is no longer on me to explain why they would do such a thing. It is on them to explain why they built the machine if they never intend to run it. They will tell you, of course, that every piece of this is prudent, that NIST standards are good hygiene, that a fenced supply chain is mere security, that an optimization platform cures disease. Each defense is true in isolation and beside the point in aggregate, because the question was never whether any single stone is dangerous. The question is what they build when you set all five together. They have set all five together. On the same day with the same pen, they dropped the keystone. The last stone. Technocracy served as a blueprint for a machine that could not be built for 90 years. The men who inherited the blueprint did not abandon it. They waited for the hardware. On June 22, 2026, they decided the hardware had arrived, and they locked the arch. The defect is repaired. The brain has its engine, the engine has its wall, the wall has its lock, and the lock has its key. pull the quantum stone, and it all comes down. Leave it in place. And, for the first time in the history of the idea, technocracy stands on its own. That is the whole of it. The slide rule could not run the world. The mainframe could not. The internet could not. All the AI data centers could not. They are betting the qubit can. And they have just bet the country on it. Please share this article and audio file.